Good morning, boys and girls. I am about to read Chapter 3 from Snow Monsters Do Drink Hot Chocolate. I hope you're enjoying the book. Chapter 3 is called Harry Snowden. Eddie looked up into the face of the snowboarder from the hill. He had a face as pale as a snowflake. His jacket and snow pants were as white as the clouds in the sky. Icicles still hung from his hair. There was even a puddle of melting ice by his furry white boots. The snowboarder reached out to keep Eddie from slipping. Eddie noticed the man's body felt like a solid block of ice. "Careful," the man said. "Ice can be slippery." "I hate ice," Eddie snapped. The man took a step back. "Hate ice," he said. "How can anyone hate ice?" "Hating ice is like saying you hate Christmas and Valentine's Day, or candy and cookies." Eddie opened his mouth to argue, but before he could say anything, Eddie's grandmother and his friends caught up to him. "How do you do?" Eddie's grandmother said. "I hope my grandson wasn't bothering you." "Of course not," the man said. "My name is Harry Snowden," he said, reaching out to shake Eddie's grandmother's hand. "Oh my," Eddie's grandmother said. "You're as cold as your name." "I love the cold," Harry told them. "This is the kind of weather I live for." Howie took a step back. Harry Snowden's breath left clouds in the air between them. "Well, it was nice meeting you," Eddie's grandmother said. "Come on, kids, let's go inside and have some hot chocolate." "Now you're talking," Eddie said. "I've never had hot chocolate, but I do love cold shakes," Harry said. "Is hot chocolate good?" "It's great," Eddie yelled. Howie took a close look at Harry as heavy snow started falling over Burger Doodle. He said to himself. But his friends had already followed Eddie inside. Howie's thoughts floated away and were lost in the falling snow. That's the end of Chapter 3.